3, 2, 1, we're recording.
Today is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020.
It's Pantscast!
Pantscast.
Welcome, 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 everybody. This is a December edition of the Pantscast. It's feeling cold and snowy, but we're here for an all-new season of GWIMP and an all-new season of the Pantscast. With me, as always, is Mr. Ben. Mr. Ben Gray, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much, Brian. It is great to be here. It's, wild to be doing this in December. This is a first.
Yeah. It is a first.
Yeah.
Also with us is the man with the Christmas candy. His name is Andy. Andy, how are you?
Hey, I am all right, Brian, but I did not realize I had any Christmas candy.
Oh, well, you're just that sweet.
Oh, what a lovely start to the Pantscast.
Yeah, well, so on today's show, what we're going to do is we'll preview season 12 of Guess What's in My Pants, and then we'll get back into some of our usual segments of Pants News with Ben, Glimpse Canary with Andy. I'll give a little stat that, and then we're going to finish the show with a little preview of our first week. I got some fun surprises since we're doing this in December. I'm excited. You know, I think Andy always wanted a Gwimpmas special, so this is kind of it here these first 2 weeks. But just want to tell everybody before we start the Pantscast, our show's always had so many great sponsors before, and we can always use more great sponsors this season. So if you're interested and sponsoring the Pantscast for your real business, your potentially real business, your potentially fake business, whatever it is, you want us to say something nice, you just let us know. You can send us a recording or send us what you like us to say, and we'll definitely put it on here. There's no questions about that. We just might have to bleep out some of the bleeps.
But it's okay. We have a sponsor for that too.
We do. So just get in touch with us at pantscast@gmail.com. Andy is manning that email 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ready to respond.
It's quite
right,
a job.
So it is a job, but he's ready, anxiously waiting.
Always ready.
Always ready. All right, so first, let's talk about season 12 here. So season 12 of Guess What's in My Pants is going to be run a little different than how we have in the past. In the past, we've kind of just done 8 straight weeks in a row from March to April. But to kind of spread things out a little bit and off the success of season 11, where we had lots more people participate as far as numbers of people and numbers of guessers, thought it'd be better to kind of spread it out throughout the year, you know, give a little giving during the year. And this is the giving time of season. So what we're going to do is we've kind of split the 8 weeks up into what I've called 4 legs. So imagine 2 pairs of pants. We've got 4 legs here. So leg one. So every week we'll start on a Tuesday, and leg one here is starting today on December 22nd. And we'll have week 2 on December 29th. And then leg 2 won't happen till March 2nd. And then March 13th, we're going to do a GWIMP live. Probably. And then leg 3 will be June 29th and July 6th. And then leg 4, the last 2 weeks of season 12 will be October 19th and October 30th. We'll end it on a GWIMP live. So that's kind of the tentative plan for this season. I think it'll be more fun. You know, we can have a little more breaks and then something look forward to that's a little bit closer. So that's the plan. And they're kind of around holiday-ish periods. So hopefully you might have a little bit more time to concentrate and focus on the game, be able to participate on clue days a little more. So, and it gives me more time to plan something more complex. That's right, RJ. Glad you're excited.
He is excited.
Yeah. Andy or Ben, do you guys have any questions or comments here about the plan for season 12?
I'm ready.
I think it looks great.
Yeah. I'm excited, and I think I'm not the only one, because
if he builds it, they will come.
I think never a truer word was said. And I also think it's important to say that you're not resting on your laurels.
Mm-mm. If you do, you will perish.
You sit back on your laurels,
exactly,
and you will perish.
Right, Brian.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yes. Peter Lewis, classic message. Always say it really, really gets you going. You know, never settle. Never settle. I think a lot of fun. I think it'll be fun to spread it out. It gives me more time to, I think, focus on and think about my plan for each of the legs. I'm excited for this first leg here. Some fun surprises that I'll be able to share here at the end of the show.
I actually do have a question.
Yeah, what's up, Ben?
When you sort of, so we're now imagining Gwimp as having four legs. Are you imagining that as two sets of pajama pants or trousers or pants, or are you imagining that as an animal that has four legs, like a lion?
What if it's a pair of trousers on your legs and then one for your arms?
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, you'll need a big zipper crotch hole for the arm pants, but yeah.
they should be called arm three, arm four.
As long as they've all got, as long as they're all well assigned, I'm happy. Which brings me to one final question.
Yes.
I assume we're starting with leg one, but not an arm.
Yeah, that's what I've written. Leg one. Yes.
Perfect. No further questions.
I'll send out a diagram to everybody of the new proposal.
Everybody.
Yeah, that way everyone knows what leg one, leg two is, you know, arm three, arm four.
Okay.
That way that way we can clear up these questions, because these are good ones.
Thank you.
All right. So yeah, that's a little bit of how the season's laid out. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Before I preview the first week of season 12 here of Gwimp, let's get into some of our usual segments, get us back in the groove. Mr. Ben, can you drop us into pants news?
Brian?
Yes.
Dropping it now. This is pants news. And you know what that jingle makes me think?
It's time for the news of the pants.
It is time for the news of the pants. It also reminds me that I forgot to find the out version of that, which we did actually track down last season. The question is, can we run the pants news whilst I search for the jingle? Let's find out. So, we here at Pants News, I think we're famed for having our finger on the pulse. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Ears to the ground, nose to the mud.
Absolutely. Nothing goes past me. If there's a news story about pants, I am on it. So, that being said, today's first story comes hot off the press, and it's from the 1800s.
Ooh.
It's about
sizzling.
A lady. Right. This is smoking hot, fresh news. It's about a lady called Jane Margret. I should have probably practiced that. She's French. Well, she was French. She was born in France in 1851, and she married a famous archaeologist. And what she was famous for was she broke the rules. She broke the law. She was famous for wearing pants. It was illegal for women to wear pants at that time, but she did it anyway. She found it practical. She went on the digs with her husband. She actually even cut her hair and managed to sign up and join the Franco-Prussian War. Which was even more remarkable. So yeah, she definitely sort of one of those early people fighting for more equality between the genders and the right to wear pants. I feel like we have a lot of stories. They pop up every so often with kids at high schools in the UK who... boys who choose to wear skirts because then they're told that they can only wear pants. So this is, you know, this is a bit of a historical context to all of that.
You've done this story before, but with like flight attendants, I feel like.
But this is
pants history. You're going back.
Right. I mean, I haven't got all the facts, but I think this was probably before flight attendants. I'm guessing.
Maybe. Maybe that's how they built the pyramids, was using airplanes.
Yes. It's most likely. So yeah, that was story number one.
Yeah, well, way to go, Jane. Right. Pant pioneer.
It's great. It's just good to it's good to get a bit more context to the history of pants. I once thought about doing a whole section on the history of pants, but turns out I think they just existed and people wore them. So we cut that. That's all I have, which brings me to our commercial slot. We've got a lot of commercials from back in the day. I guess at this point we have no official sponsor yet for this season's pants news.
Well, why don't you pick one of your favorites just to inspire new sponsors for this season?
That's a great idea. Let's go with this one.
Hey, y'all Gentiles. I tried doing my taxes, but all those numbers hurt my lady brain.
Oy vey.
That's why I called Old Testament Taxes.
Mazel tov.
And they're so affordable, y'all.
Our cut is just the tip.
Call now and every return comes with your very own backyard chicken egg.
It's kosher. Our cut is just the tip.
This is Corey Montgomery and I approve this message.
Thanks, Corey. So yeah, you could have your feature, your advert right there. But moving on, story two. It's a little bit more frivolous than our history-making Madam Jane. This is testament to how much time people perhaps have found they had during the lockdowns. It's given people a chance to catch up on the internet. You know, sort of if you go off traveling and you get back and there's quite a lot of box sets to watch. The internet, I always think, is quite like that. There's a lot of it. And it's tough to keep up with it. So
it is tough. You're right. It is tough.
Yeah. I mean, I've looked at quite a lot of the internet and I definitely haven't seen it all.
One day.
Well, maybe not all. Anyway. So people browsing the internet, browsing Google Street View, have found there was this guy and he stood there with the Google car going past and he's got a big embarrassing stain on his pants. It's like water running down one side of his pants leg, you know, or some sort of dark stain. It's clearly some sort of wetness to his pants, but he doesn't look embarrassed. He's there. He's staring out the Google Street View camera, not trying to get away from it. And people thought this was hilarious, took some clips. And then the internet being the internet, they tracked him down. He had nothing to hide. He said he just spilt soda. He spilt a soft drink on himself. But I don't know. What do we think? Do we think he's just styling it out and, you know, it is what it is? Or...
I believe him.
You believe him? Fair.
He's got nothing to hide after all.
Yeah, if he's standing proud, he's okay with himself.
Yeah, fair enough. I did obviously, you know, try and track him down for an interview, but...
Of course, ear to the ground.
Nose in the mud. But no one named him on the websites that I found. He's just man. Man with stain.
Well, man with stain, if you're out there listening to the Pantscast, please email us at pantscast@gmail.com. We'd love to follow up more. On more if you're ashamed or proud or how this has affected you in the long term.
If it was a soft drink, did it have color? Are the pants stained? Are they ruined? Yeah. Tom Holland, if you know him, could you give him a heads up that we're trying to get in touch with him?
Yes.
And and hope you're having a good December, Tom. Yeah, so I found a jingle. Let's find out what it is. Brian?
Drop us out, Ben.
Dropping it now.
We here at the Pantscast just wanted to say thank you to the marvellous Lortney Wortleson contingent for still
sponsoring the
news. I don't know if that's the one I meant, but it was different, and that was what it's important.
It's got a sponsor in there, so it's good. Again, shows people where they could be throughout the show.
Absolutely. There's opportunities.
Good job,
it's like the land of opportunity, isn't it?
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, Ben, for Pants News back for the all new season. Felt good. Wow. A little Pants history, little Pant empowerment, and little internet venture. I enjoyed it all. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you very much, Brian. It was good to be back.
All right. Well, as we move on from one great segment to another, let's pull. If you're not sitting down, sit down and grab your Glimptionary and let's get in some Glimptionary with Andy. Ben, drop us in.
I'm dropping it now.
Introducing the Rob Gray is Great Glimptionary section, sponsored by Rob Gray, because Rob Gray is great.
Yeah, so this week's term is hot off the press because it's a new term. Because things are changing. It is actually Gwimperleg.
Oh, so it's page G.
It is page G, yes.
Hang on. Flipping my Glimptionary right now. Gwimperleg.
You have to add it in.
Oh, yeah. I've got to, but there's a blank space there, just ready for it. This is perfect.
There you go.
Got your blank space,
baby. Add that new term in.
Okay, ready.
And so okay, Gwimperleg refers to the new format of the season, because we no longer have one long Gwimper session of 8 weeks. We have the Gwimperlegs, which Brian kindly introduced to us, of which there are four. So it's short and sweet, but that's what this week's term is.
That keeps us up to speed with what's going on.
Yeah.
And when these new terms come, I always find that they just arrive at the right time. It's a bit like, I suppose, with the Oxford English Dictionary. At the end of the year, they sort of choose some new words that have entered our lexicon. This time last year,
exactly.
No one would have known what a Gwimperleg was.
No, and we wouldn't have had to define it, because there'd be no such thing as a Gwimperleg.
Exactly.
Although also, possibly, there is a Gwimper arm as well.
I wonder what next week's term will be. My question refers back to the monopant.
Yes. That wouldn't be very good for a Gwimperleg season.
No, exactly. So, but yeah,
you're really looking for something with four.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. A monopant or four legs into a monopant. That does not sound like it's got a good center of gravity. Physics is taking a hit.
four monopants.
Four monopants, and then we're back to a jumpsuit.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, I'm wearing two monopants at the moment, two mono trousers.
And how are they connected?
Trousers with two legs. They're connected very conveniently at the top.
Or are they connected at the bottom? One of life's unanswerable questions.
I feel like we'll need a diagram of this as well, Andy. I'll work on the diagram of the Gwimper legs, but you work on this special diagram of how they're attached.
I'll make a spreadsheet.
Nice. All right, Gwimper leg. That's perfect. It goes right after Gwimp Javu and right before Gwimplication in my Gwimptionary. Yeah. So this is perfect.
It's
nice. Well, thank you.
Crying out for a word.
Yes, it is. Perfect. All right. Awesome. Thank you, Andy. Gwimptionary.
Thanks, Brian.
Got the dust off. It is ready for a new season. Awesome. Thank you, Andy. Ben, why don't you drop us out?
Dropping it now.
concluding the Rob Gray's Great Gwimpshonary section, sponsored by Rob Gray, because Rob Gray is
great. Just for the record,
great.
By the way, I mean, I figured there wasn't a discussion about whether or not Rob Gray was going to sponsor the Gwimpshonary.
I think he bought a lifelong sponsorship, of course, unless someone pays more for the spot, then happy with a bidding war.
I mean, Rob will outbid anyone. Some commitments are for life, I feel. The Gwimpshonary is for life, not just for Christmas.
I was going to say, our Gwimpshonaries have his name in it, so it would take a good sponsorship to overwrite everything. So,
like the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes, exactly. All right, well, let's get into another segment here. This one's all about some numbers and some chat. Ben, why don't you drop us in to Stab That?
Dropping it now.
A little bit of numbers, a little bit of chat. Hey folks, now it's time for Stab That. A little bit of numbers, a little bit of chat. Hey folks, now it's time for Stab That. Get it.
Nice. My watch also says it's time for Stat That, so this is perfect timing. All right, so the Stat That this week, it's actually just a little refresher on how last season went, get you prepped for the season. I think a lot of these numbers I kind of shared on our episode 50, our last episode from last season. But as I mentioned in the beginning, last season we had most number of individual guessers ever and guesses, which was super exciting because last season we had 602 guesses in the season, which was a beat our old record of 523, and then we had 90 players last season, 23 of which were renewed. So it was time that everyone was ready for to get playing, and I feel like hopefully with this Gwimpmas session here, this leg, we can get some new players in and get everyone excited for a new season. Last season, season 11, it was 17 days, 8 weeks where we had 10 prizes and 10 winners. It was exciting. And overall in our game, Courtney Wilson is our all-time winner. She has 9 wins. Andy, you're still just right behind her. You have a chance this season to catch up. I feel like we've said that now a couple of seasons, but I feel like maybe spreading it out, the legs, you know, you've always said that the pants cast has kind of distracted you a little bit from the gaming. So hopefully we found a nice balance between the two here, and maybe you can catch up this season. Yes, that's kind of the recap of season 11. I'm looking forward to seeing season 12 inspire some. I've got some great prizes lined up here for this first leg and some good clues brainstormed in my head and planned. So I'm excited for season 12 to start. Those are most of all my stats. We've had about, overall, we've had 4,377 guesses overall. And if we can do just about the same as last season, or even, and hopefully just a little bit better, we can pass 5,000 guesses overall in the game. So maybe that's the goal for the season.
I think I've had a couple of poor years, Brian, by my own standards.
Yeah, it's okay. Last season your goal was really to guess every day, and I think you did just about that, except for where like clue days where that couldn't, some of those on those clue guessing days you couldn't if you weren't like the first to guess or something like that. You were definitely all about the Gwimper's lag. You were trying to, you know, be first in, right?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I went, I
that was, I'm, that was your goal. It wasn't really winning, it was guessing every day and trying
and
to
maybe
guess
guessing first,
first.
Yeah. Yes. I may reassess my lag approach this year. Yes. I might go for PAG.
Oh yeah? What's PAG?
Ponder, assess, guess. It's a thinking man's lag.
Now, are you going to put like a time limit on pondering, or is pondering like wandering and just kind of ponder and, until you're inspired?
That, Brian, I couldn't have put it better myself. I'll get my ponder pants on. I'll probably have like a ponder cup of tea. Yeah, you know, this is going to be my most thoughtful guest. Tagged?
Tags.
Oh, I thought you said tagged. I was like, oh, what's tagged? There's another one. Yeah, no, this is going to be, I'm going to go Max Pagan this year. And I'm excited.
Nice. Andy, what are your thoughts a little bit here going into the upcoming season? Any strategies, anything you've thought of, or do these stat that numbers inspire you in some sort of way?
I'm excited for the legs. I think dividing it up into bite-sized chunks allows you to sort of prep up and be ready. You know, it's more of a sprint rather than a marathon now.
Yes, yeah. I think that's exactly. Yeah, I'm excited for the sprint nature.
All right, point. You're gonna put on your ponder pants and sprint.
Yes. So Andy, I have a question.
Yes, Ben.
So you've been previously trailblazing the way with your Groxying.
Yes, available for hire.
Yes, indeed. But then this is it, because your main client has now returned to being an active Facebooker.
Oh, have they?
They have. They are back on Facebook. They are, commenting, liking. They are primed and ready for Gwimp Leg Number One, the Christmas Gwimp.
Well, it looks like I'm out of a job then.
So, but this is why we have to put the shout out far and wide. Your Groxying, if whoever comes in first, they're going to have your undivided Groxying attention.
Yes, they are. And we know how seriously I take my Groxying.
Yeah. Moderately. But yeah,
maybe we need to come up with a sponsorship jingle for Andy's Groxying services then, if he's looking for clients.
I think if you want to sponsor the Groxy, you are undeniably the greatest Groxier there is.
Oh yes, very true.
So yeah,
that's kind of you to say.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of Groxiers. Mount Rushmore, yes.
Mount Groxmore. I just thought I was excited to see Hannah back on Facebook, and I know she's excited for the upcoming season. I got to see her very briefly 2 weeks ago in Wales. That was fun.
Oh wow, nice. That's cool.
Yeah, so we chatted all things Gwimp, as you would, like go-to conversation.
All right, well thanks guys. That's it for my stats for now. Again, mostly getting you prepped up for the season. We're going to have lots of new stats for you coming up as each week of each leg occurs. So, Ben, why don't you drop us out?
I'm dropping it now.
A little bit of numbers, a little bit of chat. Hey, folks, that was that.
All right, so yeah, that's really it for all of our usual segments. I'm excited for this first week here. I was going to give you guys a little bit of a preview because I've got a pretty fun idea here for this first week. I think I'm going to do it the first 2 weeks. So this first, at the very end of this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to end the show, and then I haven't done it yet. I was going to record it after. I have come up with a special Gwimpmas poem story to inspire you all, as one would in the Gwimpmas season. So stay tuned for our special Gwimpmas poem that you'll hear at the end of the Pantscast. But for this first week here, I thought, you know, as is a Christmas tradition, people like to hang a stocking over their fireplace, and then stuff gets put into the stocking, you know, gifts. Some may say Santa does this. But I thought, what would be more fun and what's more ideal, honestly, is if you put, you know, your own pair of Wimp Miss pants over your fireplace where the stockings normally go. Why limit yourself to one stocking, one leg, one boot, you know, shoe, ankle area?
Yeah.
Why not do pants? So for these first 2 weeks, instead of me wearing the normal pajama pants on myself, I will actually have my own Gwimp Miss stocking. I won't be wearing it. It will be, the item will be in the Gwimp Miss stocking over the fireplace, and you will get to guess that way. I thought this makes too much sense to not do so.
It's sensible not to wear it, because you don't want, like, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That is definitely right. And the logistics are just trying to step in the pants while hanging them up on the mantle, getting, you know, a screw tight enough just to hold up the pants, giving me a wedgie, you know, all that
health
stuff.
Health and safety and nightmare.
So I think this is a fun, exciting idea. That's my plan for the first 2 weeks, is to have a little pants stocking, a Gwimp Miss stocking. And I encourage everyone to, if you're looking for, you know, more gifts to enter your own, over your own mantle over the holiday season, why not change to Gwimp Miss pants instead of just a stocking, you know? Andy has talked, you know, tons about the benefits of the mono pant, you know, having your legs in one part and then having a whole nother room for all your things in the other leg. Why not do a Gwimp Miss pants stocking? So
I think it's a lovely idea.
All right. I'm glad you like it, Ben.
Big fan.
It sounds good. Great.
Let's see here. Talked about your guys' goals for the season. But yeah, that's kind of the plan here for the first week. Anything else you guys want to say? And then we can end with a message of hope.
I'm excited for Gwimp Miss Eve coming so close to actual Christmas Eve. You can only hope that one day the stars align and Gwimp Miss Eve and Christmas Eve fall on the same day. We might get lucky one day.
Yeah, we could, I can check out a calendar right now.
But for now, I'm going to have some mince pies, get my gwimping head on, and get ready to ponder.
Yeah, that's what people eat on Gwimp Miss Eve or Gwimp Miss Day, Ben?
We would have our gwimp pies, obviously, our gwimp Miss pudding, our Gwimp Miss cake. We all pull Gwimp Miss quackers. Yeah.
Andy, what do you like to drink on Gwimp Miss Eve?
Ooh, some mulled wine.
Is Gwimp Miss mulled wine, do you have it hot like Christmas mulled wine, or do you go for something, you know, drunk out of a boot that's cold?
A heated boot.
A heated boot, solid. Wow, I'd love some mulled wine.
How do you do that?
By the fire?
Oh, not that. Not just like go for a walk in it, get it all warm.
No.
This is becoming a less...
That'd be nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, back to chestnuts.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm excited. I think we've all said how excited we are. Andy, do you have a message of hope for the start of season 12 of Gwimp here?
Yeah. Remember, if it's not in the Gwimper leg, you may get it in the Gwimper arm.
Oh.
Nice.
Because in some ways, it is both a sprint and a marathon, because... even when these sprint legs are done, there's another sprint leg coming a little bit further down the road.
That's true. That's very true, Ben.
Yeah.
When the legs are done, just stand on your arms. Get ready for the second half.
Yeah. Tom Holland. Go Tom Holland.
Go Tom Holland. Friend of the show. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Ben, why don't you drop us out, and then everyone stay tuned for a special reading of our Gwent Miss poem.
I am excited. Dropping it now.
Bum, 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 ba-dum.
Nice face, guys.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you listening there. Ah, happy Gwentmas to you. I hope you're enjoying yourself on this fine holiday. As it is tradition going back to the earliest days of pants, it's now time to read the famous Gwentmas poem called Gwentmas, It's On. Folks say the holiday season is the best time of the year to share, to give, to lend a flashlight carabiner, mail a friend a garden gnome in some packing peanuts, send to your great ones a car model music box. For Hanukkah, you may get a fruitcake from Mom. For Christmas, Dad may get you a pom-pom. Yay! Your boss may give you a gift card for ties, but what you really want is a pants prize. Some may say the best gifts come from under a tree. However, they have never played G-W-I-M-P. It's Gwentmas season, and it could no longer wait. Hang up your pants stocking, cause it's gonna fill with freight. Call up your guaxi and tell them your guests. You know you can do it. You've got to give it your best. The possibilities are endless on what could be in the pants. Do you really want to guess a Nerf gun and take that chance? Whatever the prize is, you know it will be Gwentfection. You'll just have to figure out what's below Brian's midsection. And who knows, it could go to day two or clue day. Day three! And that's where you could really rock and feel jolly. And if you don't win, just know that it is okay. The message of hope is being with friends is the best part of this holiday. So best of luck to all the players, all you gleeful Gwimpers, to all you onlookers, all you guessers, all you winners. Cause the game is on, the prize is in sight. A gwally Gwentmas to all, and to all who guess right.